And what was an average income before the war?
Gee, I don't know. I remember probably about $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the war.
And how would that compare with expenses?
Oh, that's supposed to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Was there money to save out of $100 a month?
Well, I really don't know. See, because my dad has a store.
Right.
So, as far as wages, of course, he hired a couple of workers.
Mm-hmm. Chinese or
mm-hmm.
Caucasian?
Sharp Chinese.
Uh-huh.
He hired a butcher and a cook.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hear about it when you're very little, and that's how much they were getting, and it was considered.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not high, but
mm-hmm.
they exist on it. Because
mm-hmm.
in those days, it's hard for the Chinese to find a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your father hired two people, and then
mm-hmm.
you and your other brothers and sister also helped out.
Well, I was the oldest. My oldest brother was back in China.
Uh-huh.
So my other brother and sister were too young. Because, see, I was born in China,
mm-hmm.
so by the time my dad brought us over, then they started, he had three more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a year's difference, I don't know, 8 years difference between my brother and
mm-hmm.
and 11 between my sister. So they were too young to work, actually I was young.
Mm-hmm. Did your father pay you for working
mm-hmm.
in the store?
No, that was part of my duty. You know, you live at home and you feed you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
He gave me allowance,
mm-hmm.
you know, like for a bunch of food.
Right. Before the war, do you think that Chinese liked to live near Chinese? They felt more comfortable
yeah.
or they felt more
yeah.
secure?
They felt more comfortable.
Uh-huh. And why was that? Was that because there was...
Well, I guess there's a language barrier too, and the Americans weren't that friendly to you. You know, if you live next door,
mm-hmm.
it's okay if you know to come to your store, but just don't live next door.
Mm. Was there hostility towards Chinese or discrimination before the war?
Oh yes.
In what ways?
Well, I don't know. They just weren't friendly toward you. Of course, I have never come across it. I hear it from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered, you know, when he was, I guess that was before we came over.
Mm-hmm.
These white people going to Jungle Street and just go to Chinatown. And yet there's no wall that, you know, cross people.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, he doesn't say, talk too much about it. I guess he just don't want to think about it. But
mm-hmm.
I gather this a little here and there.
Mm-hmm.
A little
mm-hmm. Was there discrimination against Chinese in restaurants or?
We never did go to American restaurant. We always go to a Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh. I was told, too, that there was a time when aliens could not buy property.
Oh, yes.
So did your father buy his house?
Yeah.
Your father was born in China.
Well,
though.
I guess in those days they, you know, buy papers.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know
no,
some other
yeah, mm-hmm.
some other people mentioned me that they had other people buy the property for them in somebody else's name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
the money that your father made that he would save, I guess he was very frugal and he would save his money.
Well, I wouldn't say he was frugal, but he just when he doesn't throw it away,
mm-hmm.
but we live comfortably.
He didn't gamble
no,
the money.
No, he never gambled.
Right. Would he save money in a bank, or mm-hmm. just save the cash?
No, he saved
in the bank. Uh-huh. Did more people save in banks in those days, Chinese people?
I don't think in those days there wasn't that much money to save. They just, you know, make enough to exist in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to send money back to China.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt if people, anyway. In those days, if you put $1,000 down on your home, wow, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics?
Not anymore. Those days we knew two Chinese that worked in a bank, and we thought that was great.
Because
mm-hmm. that's you know, their own business, and they're working for their own people.
Mm-hmm.
Get to work in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
They, I guess they interpret for the Chinese that bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how were the Chinese in general affected by the depression in Los Angeles?
Well, we weren't here because, you know, we were back in China.
That's
my
right.
dad came back.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
Yeah, well, your father evidently was having a hard time here.
Yes, that's why he took his money.
So he went back to China. How many years was that he stayed in China?
He didn't stay, he came right back.
Well,
he just took us back.
He came back.
He took my brother and my mother back, and like I said, my mother was pregnant with me.
Mm-hmm.
But he came right back. When he was working for the railroad as a cook.
When was that? During the Depression
mm-hmm.
years?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
When he first came over and during the Depression years.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was a cook in a restaurant later on.
Before his store?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He didn't own his store until... I guess until he brought us over.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he went in partnership with my uncle. And he had a little grocery store, and that's when he brought us over.
Mm-hmm. Which was about 1928 or
mm-hmm.
so. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No. No. I guess.
Well, if you said you were born in 23, and you came over
when I was
five or six.
Close to six, yeah, I guess so.
29.
But that is a depression, isn't it?
Close to
yeah.
it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I came on 29 again.
Yeah, so you were here.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're that age, you don't really remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that over the years, the Chinese have done better or worse or just about the same as the other minorities in Los Angeles?
I think they get better.
Better? Mm-hmm. What makes you say that?
Oh, I see so many successful Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the field opened up for all these professional people. Because my husband, they wouldn't hire him when he applied to state engineering. And this was before the war.
Do you think it was because of discrimination?
Mm-hmm. After the war, everything just opened up.
Where did he try to apply for work?
Well, he, you know, he was going to UCLA at the time, studying engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried different, like the State Department. In fact, when he, when the war started, they had this, what they called, I think, V-12 program.
Mm-hmm.
His whole class applied, engineering class applied. They would, you enlist, and it's a Navy division. They would send you to school,
mm-hmm.
and because they were all engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took everyone except my husband and a Japanese. They were the two minority in the class.
Hmm.
The others were all Caucasian. And they were sent to Caltech to study. This was, you know, during the war. and of course after they graduate they get a commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the two that they rejected were my husband and the city Japanese.
Your husband graduated from UCLA?
No, at that time UCLA only had 2 years of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
You either have to transfer up to Berkeley, but in the meantime, we got married. So, he met me, so he didn't want to transfer up to Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to SD.
Uh-huh.
Graduated from SD in engineering.
Uh-huh. What year was that?
54. Because we got married, and of course he couldn't go to school full time,
mm-hmm.
so we had to go part time.
Mm-hmm.
He said we got a full time job working for an engineering firm.
Mm-hmm.
So it took him a long time. He got his license before he got his degree.
No. He was born in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had difficulty finding jobs, it was because of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Was he told flat
no.
out that...
No, they just said there was no opening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he persevered, then he finally decided to open up his own.
Well, no. After the war, all the business firm opened up, and he went to work for a couple big firms.
Mm-hmm. What big firms?
Engineering and architecture firms.
Uh-huh.
To get experience.
Uh-huh.
And then, a couple of them decided to go into business. This fellow wanted to build roof trusses, and they wanted my husband to do the engineering. So he took a chance and quit the and went to work for these people, and they went broke.
Oh.
So out of necessity, so that kind of forced him to go on his own. He didn't want to go back to work for someone. So he decided, well, he'll stick it out.
So when did he open up his own
firm? I guess in the 50s.
Early 50s?
Middle 50s.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard people compare Chinese people with Jewish people?
About being, intelligent and shrewd.
Mm-hmm. How about in business?
Yeah, and business.
And in business,
mm-hmm.
you've heard the comparison. In what ways do you mean?
Well,
aggressive in business?
Aggressive or smart or shrewd. Talking down your price and things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard the sign that you're worse than a Chinese Jew.
Okay. American-born Chinese who marry, do you think that American-born tended to marry American-born on the whole?
Not in our day. What was that?
Did American-born Chinese tend to marry American-born Chinese?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Their background is the same. I mean, it would be difficult to marry someone that was born in China. We have seen all of them,
mm-hmm.
but most of them marry because they've gone to school with each other.
Would you have considered marrying a Chinese born?
No.
Or China born?
No. Well, my dad was old-fashioned enough to match me off. I guess I was lucky that I met my husband when I was young, because he's the type that would match me off, what the Chinese would call
arranged marriage,
a home one, home, the
oh.
parents would be well off.
Right.
Actually, the boy wouldn't be.
Uh-huh.
That's why he was against my marriage, because my husband's parents passed away when he was quite young.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they were a close-knit family.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the youngest in the family. And his oldest brother was more like a father to him, because there was a lot of year gap. In those days, his family was saying, two of his brother were born back in China, and then the father came over.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't send for the rest of the, for the family until he got established or got on his feet. And then they start the second half of the family over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, since he was the youngest, and then his oldest brother was much older, so he was more like a father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's ones about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Would, did Samyup tend to marry Samyup and Sayup?
I don't think so.
Did that matter at all?
Mm-hmm. Not in our generation.
Yeah.
In our generation, we liked the person that was here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were your father's friends mostly Sayup speaking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters?
I guess for a firstborn, they'd like to have a son, but they wouldn't want all sons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't you think they would like to have a
the
son?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's carryover from the traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. How was interracial marriage viewed?
Oh, that was taboo.
That book?
Yeah.
Did your father ever talk about it?
Oh, I hear them talking about it, you know, so-and-so, and they just, you can tell from the reaction how they feel.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage?
Yes, very few.
Uh-huh. How were they viewed by them?
That's what I mean, they weren't, you know, they thought it was just terrible.
Uh-huh.
When you're growing up and you hear them talking about that, then you know that how they feel.
Uh-huh. Okay. Of course, your parents thought it was important for you to attend Chinese school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your attitude was,
well,
more
you do it just to please them.
Right.
Because, like I said, we didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
I don't see how we can, because next to the Chinese character, we write phonetic, you know, and all we do is read the phonetic words. We don't even know how the character looks. Because, you know, on Saturday, I guess you call it Nimsi.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't learn anything. Right after you finish Nimsi, you just forget the whole lesson.
Mm-hmm. Back in the early days, many Chinese who came here
mm-hmm.
hoped to return to China,
mm-hmm.
make their wealth, and then return to China.
Mm-hmm.
Did your father intend to return to China?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, for a visit, yes, but not to stay.
Not to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may have been because he had family
mm-hmm.
here.
Right.
Uh-huh.
His whole life was built around his family.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a social... He's not a joiner. He doesn't join clubs outside of his, you know, his family. Say, you know, the four family association. I guess in those days that's a must.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, he doesn't. He's not a joiner, and he's not as he doesn't care to mingle socially. But his family is his whole life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did American-born Chinese think of the, or what did you think of the way Chinese were portrayed in American movies in the early days?
Well, I guess, you know, typical how the American people think Chinese, huh? It's a typical type of Chinese, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, know, you see Charlie Chan.
Yeah.
You think all the Chinese are like that, or laundry men.
You get upset about it, or did you?
No, I didn't. I guess you grew up looking at it, and it never bothered you until now you know, hear so much and read so much about the younger generation. I guess it bothered them. It bothered my son, my oldest son.
He just didn't like to see it, huh?
Oh, he didn't like the way they were portrayed,
because
he felt that it was not true, not of the Chinese nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Back in the earlier days, did people ever protest?
No, not that I know. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Chinese, like my father's generation, was they just don't want to make trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They just stay, do what they're told, and, you know, because they know how the Caucasian feels toward them. They just obey the law.
Mm-hmm.
Live for themselves. Mm-hmm. They would never think to protest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They always have a defeated attitude that you're already defeated. That's how. You know, my dad feel that even, you know, if you go to court and you feel that your case is against a Caucasian,
yeah.
You feel that your case is already lost. Because he feel that, you know, they stick up for the old people. That was how he felt.
Yeah.
So he always said, stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Don't try to get yourself in a predicament where you have to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
What kinds of jobs did your parents consider to be ideal for your generation?
He doesn't think a girl should have college education. I guess he struggles, so he just feels that even a boy, business, any kind of business is good. I don't know whether, I guess if they wanted to go to college, you would have let them, but none of my brothers went to college.
Mm-hmm.
but he feel that a girl is, high school was enough, because his idea of a girl is just going to be a mother and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe in the woman going out to work. My mother never did. He never wanted my mother to stay. He feel her place is in the home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What line of work did your brothers go into?
Grocery store.
Grocery store. All three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How about your sister? She worked for?
She married young. She worked in she married a doctor. And at the time, he was still going to med school. So she worked in an office.
And what kinds of jobs would you consider to be ideal for your children? Or what expectations did you have for your children?
Well, we wanted them to go into my husband's field. Since he had his business established, he was kind of hoping that they would step in.
Mm-hmm.
They tried, you know, to please him, but they just didn't like those courses. Both of us wanted them to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Well, your daughter did end up becoming an engineer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about your other son?
Well, they went into business, and then my second son went back to college his last 2 years. He finally found out what he wanted to do.
Well, what's he studying?
Child development.
Child development.
He's very good with children. He just, the little one, he was always good, but he went in business with his brother, and that kind of, you know, they did so good, and that kind of spoil him for a while, and then after he got married, and then of course it was what they were doing were kind of bad, you know.
What kind of business?
Well, they, you know, for a while, all these young kids went in for old clothes, jeans,
yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got into that, and they went up to Isla Vista and opened a shop up there, and they did very well. And then he went into manufacturing, my second son, and he did very well. Yeah. But then it was such a, he didn't like the pressure of business. So when he had two kids, and he put them in nursery school, it's a co-op, they have to put in so many days to help. And he found out he just loved that.
Mm-hmm.
He loved working with the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to go back to college and get his degree in development.
He's at UCLA
now? He's taking, well, extension at UCLA. He's wherever they have a class, he was out at Valley City. He has a couple at LACC. He's trying to get in Pacific Oaks in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents religious?
No.
They never went to church or?
No. They, my father was Catholic when he was back in China. I guess his mother and dad were. Because I know when he went back to visit, you know, he always went down to Alvera Street to pick up, you know, statues and take back to China. But he never went to church.
Did your parents send you to church?
Well, we live right behind the Chinese church, and we went to Sunday school, but they didn't. See, we were open on Sunday, so after I was old enough to work in the store, I was at the store, and by the time we closed, church was over.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, yeah, for a short time, they didn't make us.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to church after you got married?
Yes. Not regularly.
Uh-huh. Did you send your children to church?
Yes. In fact, my daughter is very religious.
Mm-hmm. She baptized?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Anybody else in the family baptized?
Well, I got baptized a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My older son was religious until he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my second son, he'll go to church. Whenever